So I'm currently in a village, the first village of Big Build 2014. Just been welcomed by the community leaders here, and we're standing outside a school which has 46 children who come to this primary school. Right next door to the primary school, we have a building site where the big build will be taking place. At this moment in time, it looks like a mound hill. But I'm pretty certain by the time we get the first participants over here, the foundations should be down. Really, really exciting. The scenery is absolutely stunning. We're in a valley on the Western Atlas Mountains. The people over here seem to be very, very welcoming for our project. I'm very excited. I'm going to sit down now and actually ask some questions about what this project means for this particular village and this community. So I'm here now with some of the community members who are showing us the site. I'm just standing here and I'm going to ask them a question about why this centre is important for this particular community. And I've got a friend of ours from Travelink who's going to translate what this gentleman says, as the language is something that I don't speak here. So the first question is, sir, why is this community centre important for the village and for your community members?
علاش مهم عندكم هذا البلاصه؟
علاش المهم ديالنا في هذا البلاصه والمهم ديال الرغبه ديالنا في هذا المشروع هذا، بغينا يستافدوا فيه الدراري اللي قبل ما وصلوا على الدخل ديال المدرسه، والثانيه بغينا على قضيه الحربات اليوميه لا للرجال ولا العيالات، وبغينا واحد المساله اخرى كاينه فيها التعليمات ديال العيالات ولا البنات ولا المهم عندنا فيها بزاف ديال الاستفاده، الا عندنا ما كرهناش يكون عندنا كاع هاد الاستفادات هنايا في هذا المشروع.
شكرا. This is now going to be translated by our guide.
So he said that the project is very important for the local community. So for men, for women and especially for children. So they can get to education early by 3 or 4 years old. So afterwards they can go to the primary school science 6 years old. They see that good for them as well. They can get to education, especially men and women. They can learn some classical Arabic, some mathematics, science and theology. And also for the women it's good because they can look after their kids. So they can help them to do their homeworks. So education is very, the project is very important for the local community. They are very happy to have this kind of projects in this village.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Really appreciate that. So what have you seen in terms of changes over the last 10, 15 years?
حتى غرس الحمد لله تولي ولي الى بخير وعلى خير. طلع تغير من كنا كان الحمد لله تيرا باش كان ثلاجي تاع اللي اخذ كان مبادره حتى انت تيرا العسكري شويه من المداخل. الحمد لله غنى الى الحمد لله بخير وعلى خير.
Could you translate that please?
Yes, the drinking water, electricity, primary school, dirt track to the village, to the next village, and the basic hotel just around here.
Those are the big changes.
Big changes.
How about social changes? Has the fabric of their society and community changed? As in, have people now living and working in cities, or are young people still living in the village?
So do you think people should travel to the big city just looking
for work?
For work, yes.
Okay. And what are their aspirations? What do they want for their children and the next generation? What are their dreams?
They want a good education for their kids. That's the only thing they want.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that with us.